Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Amy and Indy with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the pedestrian bridge that runs over Eagle Street decommissioned in January as Eagle Street Pier was closed for redevelopment and which has hung in the air since, will finally be removed this weekend. The bridge to nowhere had been active for 30 years, but between 9 a.m. Friday and 5 a.m. Monday, as a section of Eagle Street between Charlotte and Market Street will be closed off in order to complete the deconstruction. The developers of Eagle Street Pier have said the bridge will not be replaced.
Queensland is set to become the first state in Australia to offer a free service to test illegal substances such as ecstasy and cocaine. This week, the state government issued an invitation for tender, calling on a provider to install 2 fixed drug-checking sites, as well as a separate mobile service for events. Drug testing such as this was first trialled at a Canberra music festival 5 years ago. The service will be completely confidential, available to anyone, including minors, and will not be reported to police.
In national news, South Australian health authorities described the tuberculosis outbreak a potentially deadly disease in the APY lands. It's extremely concerning since it started in March. The SA Health Minister, Chris Picton, said the authorities had screened more than 700 people as a method to stop the spread of the disease. In June, the government announced it would spend $1.9 million over 18 months to raise community awareness about tuberculosis. Mr. Picton said, quote, "Every effort is going to bring the experts up to make sure that we can identify it."
The New South Wales government is reviewing the stock and domestic water rights, prompting farmer fear for access to water. Collingully sheep breeder Craig Wilson says, quote, "When you have a really high-value livestock enterprise, it's absolutely critical that you have certainty of water supply and also good quality water." The department's Executive Director of Water Strategy and Policy, Kaya Hodge, says the aim of reviewing the rights is to understand how people use water under these rights. Farmers fear this review might lead to regulation and extra costs.
In international news, Japan launched a lunar exploration spacecraft on Thursday, hoping to become the world's 5th country to land on the moon. Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency President Hiroshi Yamagawa says, quote, "The aim of the smart lander for investigating moon is to improve the high accuracy landing to landing where we want on the lunar surface, rather than landing where we can." NASA says if Japan is able to pinpoint landing sites on the moon, it allows more exploration in previously hazardous locations and carry out advanced supply missions in a single location.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.